Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Wiggins America.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Wiggins America.
The only thing I'm going to need from you guys right now is a cup of coffee.
Wiggins.
Today's global economy waits for no man.
America.
Today's global business climate is like, whatever, dude.
Politics is a dirty game. I'm not sure we want to play.
There are forces here at work that you couldn't possibly understand.
You have no idea how high up this goes.
Welcome to Wiggins America.
Wake up and talk to me. It's a long time since last night. I know we said things, the saddest things, and I'm not sure it was wise. When the morning's sad, you don't look back, but you sure don't.
Hello and welcome back to the second hour of Wiggins America, or welcome to the show if you're just tuning in. I've been covering some things this morning. We talked about January 6th. We talked about who runs the world with Old Roy. So if you missed the first hour, you can go get that on the Odyssey app. You can rewind or get the podcast when we upload that probably on Sunday night, just after the Heidi Harris show. So I don't really have a great way to get into this topic because most of my features are things like Tales from the Dark Side or The Game of Lies, things that are generally negative. What I have here is positive. It's a clip from Eric Adams, the mayor of New York City. Now, one of the reasons I find this fascinating is not because it's New York City and there's a lot of attention given to New York City. That is true. And, you know, the mayor of any city is not going to be as well known as the mayor of New York City. That's just the way it is. But the mayor of Chicago is going to be reelected. You know, we're losing Lori Lightfoot in the great state of Illinois to a future mayor that we don't know. It's either going to be this Brandon Johnson guy or it's going to be Paul Vallis. Neither of one of which I knew much about up until the last couple weeks. And it looks like Paul Vallis is the more, he's a Democrat, but he looks like he's the more rational of the two. Johnson looks like he's going to actually take it in a further left hellhole than it already is. Can you imagine being further left of Lori Lightfoot? But that looks like where he's at. So really, it's going to say a lot about the state of the nation, too, that election. So all eyes on Eric Adams. That's how he won his election. But it was by just not being so far left that he actually stood out from the pack a little bit because he's against crime. That's what Paul Vallis is doing in Chicago. Eric Adams has been interesting figure to me because he ran on a platform that sounded fairly moderate or at least not super far left. And then he hasn't really governed that way. So these comments that he's giving now, I am shocked to hear. I'm fully in support of, but I want to get your thoughts. Here's what he said last week.
We are destroying our next generation. Destroying them. And we say over and over again, we need to build a world that's better for our children. No, we need to build children that's better for our world. And we have to be honest about that. And it means instilling in them some level of faith and belief. Don't tell me about no separation of church and state. State is the body. Church is the heart. You take the heart out of the body dies. I can't separate my belief because I'm an elected official. When I walk with God. When I talk with God. When I put policies in place, I put them in with a God-like approach to them. That's who I am. And I was that when I was that third grader, and I'm going to be that when I leave government. I am still a child of God and will always be a child of God. And I want to apologize about being a child of God. It is not going to happen.
Does hearing that from Eric Adams, an avowed Democrat, and, you know, certainly not a conservative Democrat, at least that's not the way he's governed so far, does hearing that surprise you? Because it really surprised me. But I really believe that that is what is going to save America, is people coming back to God first. Because you have to have this core belief that then shows itself in policy. And he's talking about, I do not believe in the separation of church and state. By the way, if you do, you can. This is America. You can believe in that. But it's not in the Constitution. And it never was in the Constitution. That was actually added to law. The concept of separation of church and state didn't even exist in American law until the 1950s, when there started to be talk about taking official prayer out of schools. And they said, well, it's a slippery slope. You take the prayer out of schools, you take God out of schools, you're really going to lose the nation. Where do you think we are right now? You think we're doing pretty good? So I love hearing that from Eric Adams. And I really believe that it is people like that that we have common ground with. Now, we may disagree with them on policies, but we have to start somewhere. And that is that's the best place to start, is right there, is say we have the same core beliefs. Now, how do we work out from that? So I started looking up some of the things that Eric Adams has been doing. Now, I don't know that if he's turning, if he's changing, or if this has always been the way he has handled things. And we just, throughout the COVID era, didn't really get to see him in action. He has been hard on crime. I mean, as hard as you can be in New York City. But you're not hearing New York City being the center of just awful homelessness and problems with crime that it was. It's not great. I'm not saying you solve these problems overnight, but he does support the police. He does support prosecuting crime. And you don't, if you notice, you don't hear about New York's problems as much as other cities. You don't hear about rampant theft all the time like you do in Portland or San Francisco or LA. You don't hear about homelessness as big of a problem there. I'm not saying these problems don't exist. I'm just saying that when you start to send the message that you're doing something about them, good things happen. Those things generally go down. Surprise, surprise. Well, get this. Here's a couple things that Eric Adams, mayor of New York City, has said after that make me think, well, maybe he is turning around. Maybe he is seeing that there have to be some rational policies. You don't have to call them conservative if you don't want to. I don't care what the label is. The whole purpose of calling myself a conservative is not for a label. It's because I believe generally that this philosophy works. So I don't really care what you call it. Eric Adams, if you want to piecemeal some conservative policies together and call them something else, go for it. I just care about getting things done that work. Mayor Eric Adams is telling stores now, I'm reading, to have customers remove their face masks. It's got a big picture of what's up in all windows. I mean, if you go into businesses now, you still see this. You still see 6 feet apart on the floor in a lot of places just from hangover. But it says New York no longer has a face mask mandate, and that's partially due to him. And New York City Mayor Eric Adams is telling stores to get customers to lower their masks before entering to help prevent crime. It's a reversal of previous guidance for shops. Here, and they show a face mask sign, and there's a lot of people going, well, you can't really do that. You can't force private businesses to do that. Well, he's not. He's not issuing a mandate. That's the whole point. He's asking for their cooperation so that when they use security cameras, they can see and prosecute crime easier. He says, I'm doing this for you. You want me to protect your stores? Ask people to remove their masks as they come in, even if just for a moment, and then they can put them right back if they're worried about it. We're not trying to make a mandate here. I'm just asking you to let me help you. That is rational stuff. That is stuff that we can get behind. And it's not as if the customer has to do that. It's also not as if the shop owner has to do it. But the shop owner can say it, and the person doesn't even have to shop there if they don't want to. This is common sense stuff, and we need to be getting there. Here's another one from Mayor Eric Adams. This is from the New York Post. It says, Eric Adams wraps Kamala Harris over the migrant crisis. He says there's too much in her portfolio. So he is actually talking about her being able to run for future office and saying, no, it's not a good idea. I think he's criticizing her as a politician, but the reason that he's doing it is not because he dislikes her personally. They're both Democrats. Let's not kid ourselves here. He's still a Democrat. But he's saying that she has done such a terrible job on immigration that we're now dealing with her bad policies. This is rational stuff. And when you see Eric Adams saying this, I think we should applaud it, not just because we agree with it, but because he is going out on a limb against his own party in so many ways. And that's what the Democrat Party needs right now. They need moderate voices to come out and say, look, some of this stuff is kooky and stupid. Or to at least, if they're not willing to criticize some of it, just say, well, here's the policies we're going to put in place that are rational. That's what we need. That's what the city of St. Louis needs. That's what the city of Chicago needs. That's what cities need, is somebody who, even if you disagree with all the rest of the things they're doing politically, they're at least willing to go on record and say, I'm against crime. We need to prosecute crime. And I love the stuff that he was talking about, his relationship with the Lord. If it stems from there, I think it almost has to. I think it has to, because he's not willing. Usually these people, they're so self-protective that they're not willing to buck their own party unless they're answering to something higher. And in his case, that's exactly what he's saying he's doing. I've been thinking about it a lot this week for some reason. I think in light of these comments, because I heard him earlier this week and I've been waiting to play him back, that Jesus didn't really talk a whole lot about public policy. You know, he addressed it where it was asked of him, you know, should we pay taxes? We'll give unto Caesar what Caesar's. You know, it's not that he avoided it, but he spent the vast majority of his time not trying to fix the world and saying, here is the way to run things. He talked about people personally and saying, I have come to save you, not everybody, although it does include everybody. I'm talking to you. He would talk to individuals and say, what is your issue? What is your problem? What is your relationship with God? I am the gateway for you to have that relationship. He was talking about individual things, not necessarily public policy. A lot to learn there. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with more Wiggins America.
Not all heroes wear capes. But Ryan does. Wiggins America.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, pleading like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders, plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Follow him on Twitter at Radio Wiggins.
Trisha Everding, thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you so much, Ryan Wiggins, for having me.
I don't plan on using a lot of it because I have one big question for you. Now, if you want to answer that in depth, great. If you don't, that's fine too, because this is a question I think every single person would answer differently, and it may not be complex for you.
Okay.
The question is, you have all these different voices speaking into your life.
Yeah.
We've talked about this, how you have people at home saying, well, you need to date your spouse more.
Mm-hmm.
You need to exercise more.
Date yourself. Drink more water.
Yes, all of these things.
Drink less water. Drink water before bed. Drink.
Yeah. Yeah. With me, I've got church telling me you need to spend more time with your church family.
Mm-hmm.
All of these things are good. It's not as if anybody's telling me negative things. How do you discern what's most important to actually take on and say, yes, I'm going to do that, when you have all these competing voices? We're one of those voices. I mean, work in general for us, but even I'm talking to somebody listening right now. We invite you, hopefully not pressure you, but we're, hey, download the Odyssey app. Hey, we got Fish Fry Fridays. You know, these are invitations to things. We're not telling you have to do them, but you have a lot of messages coming at you all the time that are basically competing for your attention. How do you discern what's most important, Trisha?
Well, it's two different things. So when we were talking about this off air, we were talking about specifically self-care.
Yes.
That was, you've got about 9,000 different tips for self-care.
Yes.
Right? 3-2-1 rule, delay your coffee intake, get on a sleep schedule, three small meals, fasting, liquid diet in the morning, meditate, journal, walk. Like, if you just want to take care of yourself, you need about 3 days crammed into one to get all the things in you're supposed to do.
Right.
And then you have the external. Then you have the things that you have to do to take care of other people.
Yep.
I think if you're asking me how I discern what's most important in my life, which seems to be the question here, I think it's what I have the mental capacity for and what makes me physically feel good. So what are those things that, like, my mind can handle? Because we only have so much space up there. We're, like, very smart, but we only have so much space up there.
And time. Yeah.
Time. And then what are the things that bring me joy? Because that's another thing. Let go of things that don't bring you joy.
Mm-hmm.
The things that bring me joy, holding on to those. And
what about when all of them do? that's the problem with self-care. Like, these tips, they're all meant to do that.
Yeah.
You know, they're all meant to be good things. Mm-hmm. So you just, for me, the answer to that question is, I have no idea.
It's a lot. It's for sure a lot.
Yeah.
Personally, I found that waking up at the same time every day, getting some exercise, delaying the coffee, and being careful with what I eat makes me feel better. So I try to do those things.
I tell you what, the one thing you said there that I really have adopted to is delay the coffee.
Yeah.
There's so many of these things. We could drill down on any mm-hmm. one of them. But that one, drinking caffeine early, has never really helped. It's an instant buzz. But even at instant buzz, after a few times of doing it, you don't even get the buzz anymore.
Nope. You do it because you like it. You like the yep. coffee. And it makes you crash if you...
Yes, it does.
Don't drink enough water in the morning before.
My whole non-sugar diet mm-hmm. has eliminated a lot of that just by necessity. But that was one. Caffeine has never really been a thing for me. Let me ask you, so back to the bigger sort of philosophical mm-hmm. here. When you categorize those two things just now, which I think is very smart to do, stuff that's supposed to be for yourself and stuff you need to do for yourself, and not necessarily emotionally, but some just that's exercise and stuff like mm-hmm. that, eating right.
Journaling, meditating.
Which is emotional, yeah, but that's all for self.
Yep.
And then you have stuff that you have to take care of for other people, and that would include work, that would include me at times, mm-hmm. I mean for you specifically, and everybody else here. Your husband, mm-hmm. your family, mm-hmm. your dog, mm-hmm. you know, all of those things. Which one, since you said trying to make sure stuff that brings me joy, which one of those categories do you find brings you more joy? And no judgment either way. Just an honest question.
I think the self-care probably brings me, if I'm being honest, brings yeah. me the most joy. The exercising, the indulging a little bit, whether it be with media or relaxation, those things bring me a lot of joy. But I don't know. That's marginal. I think the external things that we deal with all the time actually take up a lot more of our time.
Oh, absolutely.
So they bring a lot more of the stressors in.
True.
So the parts that are joyous about doing for others and caring for others and being mindful of other people's things and accomplishing things with others, those ultimately bring me more joy, but they also bring more stress.
Yes.
So the balance is a bit off in that.
Yeah. I find that, and this is a weird example, but I used to have a St. Bernard. And I inherited Bailey mm-hmm. along with my marriage. And Bailey became a part of our
Lucky
family.
You.
I know. Bailey hated me at first. She was just
She's
left alone.
She's a good
alone.
Judge of care. I mean.
If it was just me and Bailey, Bailey would rebel.
She would try to eat you?
No, but she would try to eat my couch. Well, and let me know that she was not pleased with either the couch or me.
You should
sure.
have been taking better care of her.
Well, I did, and she learned.
Multiple walks.
Yeah.
Lots of kibs.
One of the things that they've said about, I think this maybe applies to all dogs, but we looked into, because for a long time, Bailey was our baby. And early in marriage, like she was the, you know, oh, we got to make sure we're taking care of Bailey, you know. And so we did a lot of research on St. Bernards. One of the things they say about St. Bernards is that they're actually made to carry weight. They feel useful if they're carrying things for mm-hmm. you. And I thought that's very interesting. And so we never really did anything about it, but they make these little like weight packs mm-hmm. for you to walk your dog with. And I think this applies to other breeds too, where you can put a weight pack on your dog so they feel like they're carrying. So they're not really doing anything, but they feel uh-huh. like they're carrying weight. And I think that applies to people so much that whenever I find myself, I love the things that I do here. But when I get a day off, oh gosh, that's great. Like you said, that's self-care. Mm-hmm. You know, go and have a nice lunch with a friend or whatever. That's wonderful. But when I get too many of those days, like if I'm sick and I miss 3 or 4 days in a row, I just am to the point where I'm like, I need to be useful.
You're
I need
right.
to be carrying mm-hmm. weight.
100%.
And so while the stress goes away, the joy of being productive goes away.
Yeah, and contributing to society and yeah. help making the everyone's lives easier yeah. and better. You're right.
And I didn't even intend to go here with it, but it really speaks to not only human nature, but the way that we talk about things politically, that I think we have an understanding, at least, and I think most people do deep down, but we as conservatives kind of openly talk about this, that being productive in society is actually a good thing mentally and psychologically, where there are entire groups of political thought that their whole goal is to make sure that you have to work or you don't have to work at all
mm-hmm.
and do less.
It kind of speaks to conservatism, too, where the left tends to think that government can solve the problem, where conservatives say if government gets out of the way, people will take care of people. And it is in our nature to take care of people. Mm-hmm. Most of us want to be taking care of people. Most of us want to be taking on more to feel a sense of accomplishment and helping. So, it goes back to what you were saying. We're right. That's what I'm saying.
It's baseline stuff, though, mm-hmm. because I didn't even intend on talking in politics with you in this segment. We're just talking about life. But really, those are approaches to life that affect everything. I mean, they're worldviews that end up affecting politics. And it's very deceiving, because when you hear it, I hear it too. Somebody goes, man, you know what I want to give you is debt relief. You know, I want to pay off your bills and stuff. That sounds fantastic on its surface, but it's just like that one day thing that I was just saying. Well, yeah, one day would be great, but if I lived my life not working, I didn't achieve anything, and you feel almost worthless. And it's like speaking to the human spirit to say, to be involved, and whatever that looks like is different for everybody, but to be involved in the world and to be involved with other people, there's really almost no higher calling than that as just a baseline of humanity and the human experience.
I agree.
Well, we've solved that.
Look at us go.
In under 10 minutes, amazing. I said I wouldn't take a lot of your time. We did it in under 10 minutes.
It's awesome.
So
thank you.
Thanks for
keeping your word.
Yeah, thanks for the segment. We'll be right back. More Wiggins America.
From the muddy banks of the Mojave to the pristine peaks of southern Florida, this is Wiggins America. Always original, never a repeat. Always original, never a repeat. Wiggins America.
All right, I got something here that I'm actually kind of excited to talk about, because it's one of those you heard it here first type of stories, and it affects so many people, and nobody's talking about it. Whether it happens or not, I don't know, but here's the deal. There's a group of senators right now that are talking about a bipartisan solution to help fix Social Security. Now, on its surface, I actually really like that, because this is one of those issues that, just like in the clips that you've heard, they try to hammer, especially Republicans, although Republicans would do the same thing if they were on the other side of the issue. They try to hammer Republicans for defunding or eliminating Social Security, which is stupid. That's not what they're ever trying to do. Even the most extreme Republican plans are trying to save Social Security in some form or another. Now, switching to a privatized fund or whatever, you may not like what they're trying to do, but they're not trying to destroy and eliminate Social Security. You've paid into Social Security. I have paid into Social Security. It's not going anywhere. That's our money. It's basically giving the government a loan for a long time so that you can have it when you get there, among other things. So when I read the headline here, and this is not being reported, okay? This is something I had to dig up and really do my own research, because even in the article, it doesn't really explain what's going on. So I've done research on this to see what exactly is being talked about. Bipartisan group of senators who are meeting privately to discuss how to best solve the problem of Social Security running out of money, because you want it to be there when you get there. I don't really care about the program so much as I do that I paid into it, and I want it to be there when I get there simply because it's my money. Any other solution to me needs to be much bigger picture and long term. So here's what they're talking about. A group of bipartisan lawmakers, it says, may have come up with a compromise in the form of a sovereign wealth fund, an SWF. Get familiar with that term, because if this becomes a thing, you're going to hear it a lot. Something that the United States does not currently have at the federal level. SWFs are typically investment funds owned by the government, according to the Federal Reserve. In this case, such investments would be used to fund Social Security payments. So the article itself does not explain SWFs a lot, so I'm going to try to do that for you here. What this sounds like is a very, very communist slash socialist plan where the government takes over. They don't right now, the U.S., the way Social Security is funded is by you paying into it and then getting the money back at some point. And it's kind of a Ponzi scheme, the way that it's they do it, but that is the way that it's done. A sovereign wealth fund would essentially add a new layer of government funding pensions and health and Social Security and retirement income that right now doesn't exist. And so, yes, the program would be solvent. It would make sure that there's money there, but it's just your money again reallocated. So I'm not a big fan of this proposal that's being, and here, I mean, typical, right? Here's the names associated with it. From Maine, independent Senator Bill Cassidy. That's Angus King, independent Senator Angus King, who typically caucuses with Democrats. Bill Cassidy, a Republican from Louisiana. And then some others like Mitt Romney and thereabouts. These are people who they're centrist-ish. And separate the fact that I'm glad people are talking about this, because so far all we do is just bludgeon each other with political talking points, and we say, well, this side's trying to do that. And then we grandstand, and there's an actual problem to be solved here. So I like the fact that they're talking. I just don't like the direction that this is going. And I don't think that you could get this plan passed a Republican House, which is what you would need to do to pass these things. So I guess that's good. Again, here's some other names associated with it. Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Warren and Sanders, Cassidy and King, again, their names there. So they're basing this somewhat on other nations, and some states have this, like Alaska. But Alaska is a weird state because they have so much oil and so little population that they're able to get away with a lot of things that other states can't. Long story short, what we have here is probably good news that there is bipartisan discussion on Social Security, because this is a doomed program as it is. And I don't want to have a doomed program that I put a bunch of money into. But I also don't want to pay my own taxes to fund these programs on top of what I'm already paying, which to me and my own research into sovereign wealth funds is what it looks like to me. And especially the names associated with it, A, and B, the countries that are associated with sovereign wealth funds, they're very socialist. And what you see when these things take place, I'm looking big picture here, is that Social Security balloons, and we'll call it Social Security forever because everybody likes that term. Everybody's like, I love it. I want to save Social Security, which is common. I mean, I'm even in that camp. I want to save it. Again, just to be clear, because I paid into it. So they'll continue to call it Social Security, but it'll really become something else, where it'll become a government retirement program. Well, guess how that's going to turn out? That's just going to get bigger and bigger, and they're going to lower the age. Although in this proposal specifically, they're talking about raising it. The one thing I like about this proposal is that they're talking about basing this on the market. So a sovereign wealth fund is investment money. It's just government invested money. And that can kind of skew a market. I mean, if you're putting a $1.7 trillion, which is what they're saying here, that it would the initial quote-unquote investment that it would need. Alert, anytime you hear the word investment when it comes to government, it's your money. It's not an investment. They're just reallocating your tax money or debt. So when they do these things, that could alter the stock market a little bit, because that's a lot of money. So that's a lot of power to have. But if they're investing in mutual funds or things that are kind of like broad-based investments, what you could see is that your investment, your retirement money would be based on the market. I don't think that's a terrible thing. I think that's actually a step in the right direction. So I'm glad to see the discussions. Overall point here, glad to see the discussions. Don't like where they're headed, but just glad that they are having them, because we got to get past these political talking points, which really at this point have been drummed up by Joe Biden and Hakeem Jeffries, the minority leader of the House, primarily, and Chuck Schumer. They're playing politics with something that you don't want people to play politics with, your retirement, right? So maybe good news that people are talking, because I think leveler heads may enter into these talks and say, well, it can't be that. And maybe there is no solution here, but at least they're talking. I think that's the good news takeaway. And hopefully it won't look like what it currently does, because I'm not a really big fan of that. So anyway, there you go. You heard it here first, is my assumption. Whether this has any legs, I don't know. But I could see within a couple weeks this really becoming a big news story, especially if there's not a Chinese spy balloon or something that really grabs all of our attention. This could become a real thing. It's kind of wonky. There's a lot of details to it. But at least now you're ahead of the game. This is Wiggins America. We like to keep you ahead of the game. We'll be right back with more. Time for us to get to the most important news of the day. I know it's been 2 hours of just a complete waste of time, but we finally gotten here, and I'm glad about that, because I hate wasting your time. I hate doing 2 hours worth of nothing, finally to get to something that's important. But let's talk about a couple commercials that are making the rounds right now. And specifically, let's talk about Lily from AT&T. Did you know Lily from AT&T is kind of a wokester? She's super far left, apparently, and is open about that. She's one of those girls who, she did a round of AT&T commercials in the mid-2000s to late-2000s, and then wasn't around for a long time, and I think did a campaign where, and this is my assumption, whenever you look at a news article and there's the ads at the bottom that look like news stories, but they're actually sponsored, she was in a lot of those, which makes me think that maybe she hired a PR agency to get her name and face back out there, and it worked because, well, she didn't get any acting gigs, not that I know of anyway, but she did get rehired by AT&T, and I don't really have a problem with that. I don't think anybody knew her politics. I don't think AT&T was going, ooh, you're apparently a leftist, let's hire you. She was just attractive. She is attractive, and she's got a strong screen presence. When she comes on an ad, you know, I kind of pay attention to it. I don't know why. I think that's the idea of having a spokesperson, is that you have somebody like that where you kind of just go, oh, what's she doing? And she has some comedic timing. Well, here is her. And if you didn't know she was a wokester, I kind of, for some reason, I had seen something about that. But here's her coming out for sure to let you know that she is.
Sorry. Before you unfollow me, I just really want you to know that I also believe Black Lives Matter, and that money should be allocated from the police into communities.
I'll just comment real quick here. What she's saying is that people who don't say Black Lives Matter believe that Black Lives don't matter, which is ridiculous. And also that she wants to defund the police. Okay, that's the first couple.
And climate change is real. Universal health care is the answer.
Universal health care is the answer to what? I don't know the answer to that question.
I believe in removing money from politics.
I believe in removing money from politics. Okay. Again, how? it's just like, here's what I think. I think everybody should get along. Wow. That is revolutionary.
Abortion.
Hang on. Let me go back there.
I have had an abortion.
Oh.
And I support every birthing person's right to have one.
Not women.
And what else? Oh, refugees are welcome here. I've been working for about the past 8 years to make sure that refugees feel safer and have more of.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? done well. Deck upgrades, done well. Electrical upgrade, done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Always original, never a repeat. Always original, never a repeat. Wiggins America.
All right, I got something here that I'm actually kind of excited to talk about because it's one of those you heard it here first type of stories, and it affects so many people, and nobody's talking about it. Whether it happens or not, I don't know, but here's the deal. There's a group of senators right now that are talking about a bipartisan solution to help fix Social Security. Now, on its surface, I actually really like that, because this is one of those issues that, just like in the clips that you've heard, they try to hammer, especially Republicans, although Republicans would do the same thing if they were on the other side of the issue. They try to hammer Republicans for defunding or eliminating Social Security, which is stupid. That's not what they're ever trying to do. Even the most extreme Republican plans are trying to save Social Security in some form or another. Now, switching to a privatized fund or whatever, you may not like what they're trying to do, but they're not trying to destroy and eliminate Social Security. You've paid into Social Security. I have paid into Social Security. It's not going anywhere. That's our money. It's basically giving the government a loan for a long time so that you can have it when you get there, among other things. So when I read the headline here, and this is not being reported, okay? This is something I had to dig up and really do my own research, because even in the article, it doesn't really explain what's going on. So I've done research on this to see what exactly is being talked about. Bipartisan group of senators who are meeting privately to discuss how to best solve the problem of Social Security running out of money, because you want it to be there when you get there. I don't really care about the program so much as I do that I paid into it, and I want it to be there when I get there simply because it's my money. Any other solution to me needs to be much bigger picture and long term. So here's what they're talking about. A group of bipartisan lawmakers, it says, may have come up with a compromise in the form of a sovereign wealth fund, an SWF. Get familiar with that term, because if this becomes a thing, you're going to hear it a lot. something that the United States does not currently have at the federal level. SWFs are typically investment funds owned by the government, according to the Federal Reserve. In this case, such investments would be used to fund Social Security payments. So the article itself does not explain SWFs a lot. So I'm going to try to do that for you here. What this sounds like is a very, very communist/socialist plan where the government takes over. They don't right now, the U.S., the way Social Security is funded is by you paying into it and then getting the money back at some point. And it's kind of a Ponzi scheme, the way that they do it, but that is the way that it's done. A sovereign wealth fund would essentially add a new layer of government funding pensions and Social Security and retirement income that right now doesn't exist. And so, yes, the program would be solvent. It would make sure that there's money there, but it's just your money, again, reallocated. So I'm not a big fan of this proposal that's being, and here, I mean, typical, right? Here's the names associated with it. From Maine, Independent Senator Bill Cassidy. That's Angus King, Independent Senator Angus King, who typically caucuses with Democrats. Bill Cassidy, a Republican from Louisiana. And then some others like Mitt Romney and thereabouts. These are people who they're centrist-ish. And separate the fact that I'm glad people are talking about this, because so far all we do is just bludgeon each other with political talking points, and we say, well, this side's trying to do that. And then we grandstand, and there's an actual problem to be solved here. So I like the fact that they're talking. I just don't like the direction that this is going. And I don't think that you could get this plan passed a Republican House, which is what you would need to do to pass these things. So I guess that's good. Again, here's some other names associated with it. Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Warren and Sanders, Cassidy and King, again, their names there. So they're basing this somewhat on other nations, and some states have this, like Alaska. But Alaska is a weird state because they have so much oil and so little population that they're able to get away with a lot of things that other states can't. Long story short, what we have here is probably good news that there is bipartisan discussion on Social Security, because this is a doomed program as it is. And I don't want to have a doomed program that I put a bunch of money into. But I also don't want to pay my own taxes to fund these programs on top of what I'm already paying, which to me and my own research into sovereign wealth funds is what it looks like to me. And especially the names associated with it, A, and B, the countries that are associated with sovereign wealth funds, they're very socialist. And what you see when these things take place, I'm looking big picture here, is that Social Security balloons, and we'll call it Social Security forever because everybody likes that term. Everybody's like, I love it. I want to save Social Security, which is common. I mean, I'm even in that camp. I want to save it. Again, just to be clear, because I paid into it. So they'll continue to call it Social Security, but it'll really become something else, where it'll become a government retirement program. Well, guess how that's going to turn out? That's just going to get bigger and bigger, and they're going to lower the age. Although in this proposal specifically, they're talking about raising it. The one thing I like about this proposal is that they're talking about basing this on the market. So a sovereign wealth fund is investment money. It's just government invested money. And that can kind of skew a market. I mean, if you're putting a $1.7 trillion, which is what they're saying here, that it would the initial quote-unquote investment that it would need. Alert, anytime you hear the word investment when it comes to government, it's your money. It's not an investment. They're just reallocating your tax money or debt. So when they do these things, that could alter the stock market a little bit, because that's a lot of money. So that's a lot of power to have. But if they're investing in mutual funds or things that are kind of like broad-based investments, what you could see is that your investment, your retirement money would be based on the market. I don't think that's a terrible thing. I think that's actually a step in the right direction. So I'm glad to see the discussions. Overall point here, glad to see the discussions. Don't like where they're headed, but just glad that they are having them, because we got to get past these political talking points, which really at this point have been drummed up by Joe Biden and Hakeem Jeffries, the minority leader of the House, primarily, and Chuck Schumer. They're playing politics with something that you don't want people to play politics with, your retirement, right? So maybe good news that people are talking, because I think leveler heads may enter into these talks and say, well, it can't be that. And maybe there is no solution here, but at least they're talking. I think that's the good news takeaway. And hopefully it won't look like what it currently does, because I'm not a really big fan of that. So anyway, there you go. You heard it here first, is my assumption. Whether this has any legs, I don't know. But I could see within a couple weeks this really becoming a big news story, especially if there's not a Chinese spy balloon or something that really grabs all of our attention. This could become a real thing. It's kind of wonky. There's a lot of details to it. But at least now you're ahead of the game. This is Wiggins America. We like to keep you ahead of the game. We'll be right back with more. Time for us to get to the most important news of the day. I know it's been 2 hours of just a complete waste of time, but we finally gotten here, and I'm glad about that, because I hate wasting your time. I hate doing 2 hours worth of nothing, finally to get to something that's important. But let's talk about a couple commercials that are making the rounds right now. And specifically, let's talk about Lily from AT&T. Did you know Lily from AT&T is kind of a wokester? She's super far left, apparently, and is open about that. She's one of those girls who, she did a round of AT&T commercials in the mid-2000s to late-2000s, and then wasn't around for a long time, and I think did a campaign where, and this is my assumption, whenever you look at a news article and there's the ads at the bottom that look like news stories, but they're actually sponsored, she was in a lot of those, which makes me think that maybe she hired a PR agency to get her name and face back out there, and it worked, because, well, she didn't get any acting gigs, not that I know of anyway, but she did get rehired by AT&T, and I don't really have a problem with that. I don't think anybody knew her politics. I don't think AT&T was going, ooh, you're apparently a leftist, let's hire you. She was just attractive. She is attractive, and she's got a strong screen presence. When she comes on an ad, you know, I kind of pay attention to it. I don't know why. I think that's the idea of having a spokesperson, is that you have somebody like that where you kind of just go, oh, what's she doing? And she has some comedic timing. Well, here is her. And if you didn't know she was a wokester, I kind of, for some reason, I had seen something about that. But here's her coming out for sure to let you know that she is.
Oh, wait, sorry. Before you unfollow me, I just really want you to know that I also believe Black Lives Matter, and that money should be allocated from the police into communities.
I'll just comment real quick here. What she's saying is that people who don't say Black Lives Matter believe that Black Lives don't matter, which is ridiculous. And also that she wants to defund the police. Okay, that's the first couple.
And climate change is real. Universal health care is the answer.
Universal health care is the answer to what? I don't know the answer to that question.
I believe in removing money from politics.
I believe in removing money from politics. Okay. Again, how? it's just like, here's what I think. I think everybody should get along. Wow. That is revolutionary.
An abortion.
Hang on. Let me go back there.
I have had an abortion.
Oh.
And I support every birthing person's right to have one.
Not women.
And what else? Oh, refugees are welcome here. I've been working for about the past 8 years to make sure that refugees feel safer and have more of what they need in the world. Also, I believe people are inherently good inside. And if I met you in person, I would treat you well.
Well, that's nice. I mean, that's nice that she believes that everybody's good inside. It is a worldview, however, you understand? And I want to believe the best. This has nothing to do with optimism. I'm a very optimistic person. I get down just like anybody else, but I want to believe the best about humanity. But as a Christian, and this is where we get into worldview, you have to understand that humanity is both made in the image of God and therefore has good planted within it, potential, but is not able to tap that potential because of depravity that we're also born into. So God provided a way. He said, I will have a relationship with you through my son. And if you do that, you can tap into that good. But if you don't, here's the warning. If you don't do that, you won't be able to tap into the good. And that's where we get into the worldview. And it affects everything. I was having dinner with a guy the other night, a good friend of mine. And I said, honestly, and we can kind of leave. It's weird. We talk politics, but it's almost like you leave politics at the door and you talk about them honestly. I don't have to speak in talking point. Not that I really do that anyway, but it's like you just, you get outside the typical lanes when you have a good friend, you know, who knows you, and I know him. And I said, you know, I think honestly I could find out 80 to 85% of somebody's politics by just asking two or three questions. One, who is God, and how do you answer that question? Two, who is Jesus? Three, what is the Bible? I think based on those two or three questions, you could really know the vast majority of somebody's political beliefs. Not entirely, but for the most part. Now, that's one commercial. My question for you about Lily from AT&T is, does that affect the way that you would go about purchasing a cell phone or cable or whatever? Does it make you not want to use AT&T? I think in a lot of instances, for me, when I hear a company doing something, I will actively try to boycott that company. It is so hard to keep track. So that's part of it, too, is just, look, if the shoes I'm wearing or the shirt I'm wearing, I find out that somebody, that company sucks, I'm not going to throw the shirt away. But I may in the future just be a little more reluctant because it's hard to keep up with all of it. But in this instance, in particular, your spokesperson, that's got to be kind of rough, you know? You don't really necessarily know that they're going to come out and do something. I don't blame somebody for hiring Kanye, whether you agree with anything Kanye said or not, because he said some stuff that I don't necessarily agree with. Even if I agree with certain things, disagree with others, you know, that's not really on the company, the spokesperson. So I would give AT&T a pass here. I see a lot of people online this week saying they don't want to use AT&T anymore. So I don't know. You're completely free to do that. Maybe they did know the politics and they went forward with it anyway and they didn't care. But here is the most important thing. I said this whole segment is getting down to the most important stuff. And so before we get to the end of the show here, I want to play you a different commercial, speaking of commercials, that I think is probably more in line with where I'm at as far as the commercials that I want to hear.
I'm a professional cowboy, and I use catheters. Been cowboying for 25 years. I've broken 14 bones, had two concussions, and a punctured lung. I know pain, and I don't want any more of it, especially when I calf. Now, I use these new nearly painless catheters from Medical Direct Club. They hurt less compared to the old ones. These ain't nothing.
So one thing I learned from that ad about a cowboy talking about his catheters is that, A, catheters must be really, really painful if that dude who's had a punctured lung and been kicked by mules is still in pain from catheters. But also that when you use a catheter, apparently the shorthand, or at least cowboy shorthand, is that you cath. I didn't know any of that. I'm learning along with you. That's what this whole thing is. It's just a big learning experience. Thanks for being a part of Wiggins America this weekend. Hope you have a great rest of your weekend, whatever's left for you. And we will see you next week. By the way, pick this show up, podcast it, type in Wiggins America like many do, or you can rewind on the Odyssey app. There's my plug. We'll see you next week.
971talk.com.
Finally, time for us to get to the most important news of the day. I know it's been 2 hours of just a complete waste of time, but we've finally gotten here, and I'm glad about that because I hate wasting your time. I hate doing 2 hours worth of nothing. Finally, to get to something that's important. But let's talk about a couple commercials that are making the rounds right now. And specifically, let's talk about Lily from AT&T. Did you know Lily from AT&T is kind of a wokester? She's super far left, apparently, and is open about that. She's one of those girls who, she did a round of AT&T commercials in the mid-2000s to late-2000s, and then wasn't around for a long time, and I think did a campaign where, and this is my assumption, whenever you look at a news article and there's the ads at the bottom that look like news stories, but they're actually sponsored, she was in a lot of those, which makes me think that maybe she hired a PR agency to get her name and face back out there, and it worked because, well, she didn't get any acting gigs, not that I know of anyway, but she did get rehired by AT&T, and I don't really have a problem with that. I don't think anybody knew her politics. I don't think AT&T was going, ooh, you're apparently a leftist, let's hire you. She was just attractive. She is attractive, and she's got a strong screen presence. When she comes on an ad, you know, I kind of pay attention to it. I don't know why. I think that's the idea of having a spokesperson, is that you have somebody like that where you kind of just go, oh, what's she doing? And she has some comedic timing. Well, here is her. And if you didn't know she was a wokester, I kind of, for some reason, I had seen something about that. But here's her coming out for sure to let you know that she is.
Oh, sorry. Before you unfollow me, I just really want you to know that I also believe Black Lives Matter, and that money should be allocated from the police into communities.
I'll just comment real quick here. What she's saying is that people who don't say Black Lives Matter believe that Black Lives don't matter, which is ridiculous. And also that she wants to defund the police. Okay, that's the first couple.
And climate change is real. Universal health care is the answer.
The answer, universal health care is the answer to what? I don't know the answer to that question.
I believe in removing money from politics.
Wait, hang on. I believe in removing money from politics. Okay. Again, how? it's just like, here's what I think. I think everybody should get along. Wow. That is revolutionary.
Abortion.
Hang on.
I have had an abortion.
Oh.
And I support every birthing person's right to have one.
Not women.
And what else? Oh, refugees are welcome here. I've been working for about the past 8 years to make sure that refugees feel safer and have more of what they need in the world. Also, I believe people are inherently good inside. And if I met you in person, I would treat you well.
Well, that's nice. I mean, that's nice that she believes that everybody's good inside. It is a worldview, however, you understand? And I want to believe the best. This has nothing to do with optimism. I'm a very optimistic person. I get down just like anybody else, but I want to believe the best about humanity. But as a Christian, and this is where we get into worldview, you have to understand that humanity is both made in the image of God and therefore has good planted within it, potential, but is not able to tap that potential because of depravity that we're also born into. So God provided a way. He said, I will have a relationship with you through my son. And if you do that, you can tap into that good. But if you don't, here's the warning. If you don't do that, you won't be able to tap into the good. And that's where we get into the worldview. And it affects everything. I was having dinner with a guy the other night, a good friend of mine. And I said, honestly, and we can kind of leave. It's weird. We talk politics, but it's almost like you leave politics at the door and you talk about them honestly. I don't have to speak in talking point. Not that I really do that anyway, but it's like you just, you get outside the typical lanes when you have a good friend, you know, who knows you, and I know him. And I said, you know, I think honestly I could find out 80 to 85% of somebody's politics by just asking two or three questions. One, who is God? And how do you answer that question? Two, who is Jesus? Three, what is the Bible? I think based on those two or three questions, you could really know the vast majority of somebody's political beliefs. Not entirely, but for the most part. Now, that's one commercial. My question for you about Lily from AT&T is, does that affect the way that you would go about purchasing a cell phone or cable or whatever? Does it make you not want to use AT&T? I think in a lot of instances, for me, when I hear a company doing something, I will actively try to boycott that company. It is so hard to keep track. So that's part of it, too, is just, look, if the shoes I'm wearing or the shirt I'm wearing, I find out that somebody, that company sucks, I'm not going to throw the shirt away, but I may in the future just be a little more reluctant because it's hard to keep up with all of it. But in this instance, in particular, your spokesperson, that's got to be kind of rough, you know? You don't really necessarily know that they're going to come out and do something. I don't blame somebody for hiring Kanye, whether you agree with anything Kanye said or not, because he said some stuff that I don't necessarily agree with. Even if I agree with certain things, disagree with others, you know, that's not really on the company, the spokesperson. So I would give AT&T a pass here. I see a lot of people online this week saying they don't want to use AT&T anymore. So I don't know. You're completely free to do that. Maybe they did know the politics and they went forward with it anyway and they didn't care. But here is the most important thing. I said this whole segment is getting down to the most important stuff. And so before we get to the end of the show here, I want to play you a different commercial, speaking of commercials, that I think is probably more in line with where I'm at as far as the commercials that I want to hear.
I'm a professional cowboy, and I use catheters. Been cowboying for 25 years. I've broken 14 bones, had two concussions and a punctured lung. I know pain, and I don't want any more of it, especially when I cath. Now, I use these new nearly painless catheters from Medical Direct Club. They hurt less compared to the old ones. These ain't nothing.
So one thing I learned from that ad about a cowboy talking about his catheters is that A, catheters must be really, really painful if that dude who's had a punctured lung and been kicked by mules is still in pain from catheters. But also that when you use a catheter, apparently the shorthand, or at least cowboy shorthand, is that you cath. I didn't know any of that. I'm learning along with you. That's what this whole thing is. It's just a big learning experience. Thanks for being a part of Wiggins America this weekend. Hope you have a great rest of your weekend, whatever's left for you. And we will see you next week. By the way, pick this show up, podcast it, type in Wiggins America like many do, or you can rewind on the Odyssey app. There's my plug. We'll see you next week.
At 971talk.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent.
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.